What we most often hear is bad news about our teens. That alters what we know is true. Most Alaska teenagers are doing positive things. They're volunteers, role models, and much more. Spirit of Youth tells these stories.
The Native Student Leadership Council at East High School in Anchorage received the Spirit of Youth Dreamer Award for engaging in their community through the preservation of cultural practices. The group worked on a film-based school project commemorating the efforts of Elizabeth Pratrovich and others who served as building blocks towards the Anti-Discrimination Act of 1945.
We created this iMovie to honor the memory of Elizabeth Pratrovich and how she stood up for our rights as Native Americans and that discrimination still exists.
16-year-old Jasmine Perez of Anchorage is a member of the Native Student Leadership Council at East High and accepted the award on the council's behalf.
You know, we can make a difference. We could show people that there are things you can do to benefit your community.
Within our school, we have a group of dedicated Alaska Native and American Indian students who help others, have pride in what it means to be an Alaska Native and American Indian, and share our culture.
As the Dreamer Award calls for preservation, so Jasmine calls for action. She calls to keep building the culture and to preserve its use and integrity. She goes on to explain how her actions can help.
It can help us get more members for our Native Student Leadership Council and, you know, just help us show people our culture, you know, and how we can use it.
Of course, Jasmine promises to hold up her end of the deal. As the NSL is building even toward the future, she'll be contributing. For Spirit of Youth, I'm Alaska Teen Media Institute reporter, Ormond Lois.
Do you know of a teenager making a difference where you live? Take some time right now to nominate them for Spirit of Youth. Get more information at spiritofyouth.org.
Your donations bring Spirit of Youth stories to the airwaves. Support for this story comes from Lee and Carl Schlake.